Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming summer with locally grown organic blueberries, cherries, and peaches, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Well, Nancy Leeson, I understand that you're having some fun with some wonderful, wonderful sodas these days.
You're making me feel old, Buster. When I was a kid, I drank a lot of really bad-for-you sodas, but these days I'm drinking a lot of really good-for-you sodas, the natural stuff that I'm finding not only in the stores, but in my local farmers markets. So do you know about Rachel's Ginger Beer?
No.
Rachel Marshall is one of my longtime favorite waitresses. She worked at a couple of restaurants that I frequented. She was a terrific bartender, and she owns a place called Montana on Capitol Hill. But before she even opened that place, she started a little business called Rachel's Ginger Beer. She was doing homemade, homespun ginger beer out of fresh ginger and fresh lemons, all organic stuff. I was able to get it at a handful of places. Some of the better bars had it, but now she's opening a giant, absolutely fabulous, high-profile Rachel's Ginger Beer store in Pike Place Market.
And she's going to sell just ginger beer in this store?
Well, she has all different kinds of fresh ginger beer-like sodas, and she's not the only person, I have to tell you, who's making great soda. There's a guy at my farmer's market who sells something called Soda Jerk Soda. Do you not love that name?
That's a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah, so his name is Corey Clark, and he's got a little soda dispenser there, and he makes all the fresh stuff out of really good-for-you things, only using local product.
You mean like cane sugar, which has been rehabilitated
to... organic evaporated cane sugar. Glad you asked.
It's still sugar, though, isn't it?
It is. My favorite among his sodas is the lemon lavender. And he's pretty much had that all summer, along with some other seasonally changing flavors. And what I like the most about it is that strong lavender taste. But more than that is the fact that my husband and son can't stand it. So I buy a mini growler. It's a 32-ounce of wonderfulness. And I leave it in my fridge, and nobody touches it. So when I want to put, a little lemon verbena in it from my garden, or more importantly, a little shot of gin, there it is waiting for me.
Well, among the people who are making fine sodas, you must also include me. Because even though I don't really go for flavored sodas all that much, I'm pretty much a straight seltzer kind of guy. Sometimes I do make my own. I've been able to develop a pretty good celery substitute, so I can now make my own celery. And in the new Smitten Kitchen cookbook from Deb Perlman, she has a wonderful recipe for a simple syrup made with the zest from 7 lemons, about 2 inches of ginger, and a pinch of cayenne pepper that you then mix with some lemonade and a little spritz of seltzer for a terrific drink, even better when there's a bit of gin in it.
Anna Wallace, who's a fabulous bartender at the Walrus and the Carpenter, is making her own celery soda, and she's calling her new company Seattle Seltzer Company. The one soda that she's making, selling out of a food truck, the Narwhal, and you can get it at the bar at the Walrus. I'm going to take it down there, Stein, so you can compare your own to the fancy bartenders.
It'll be a celery smackdown.
What I like about these fresh sodas that I'm drinking is they still have some of the sediment in the bottom. It just looks so fabulous. And while you're not supposed to taste it, I noticed that the growler on Rachel Ginger Beer says, this bottle has sedimental value. Tip responsibly.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Ms. Fizz Leeson, I'm Bubbly Dick Stein.